Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
As the medical lab field deals with the challenges of limited staffing and looking towards the great retirement, the lab is struck by the negative effects of the pandemic, the great attrition. People are resigning from jobs in droves, according to the McKinsey Quarterly. This, to the lab field, is a triple whammy. Welcome to eLaborate Topics podcast. I am your host, Lona Small. eLaborate Topics is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host, Tywana Wilson and Stephanie Whitehead, come to you to bring you tips and tools to help you to excel both inside and outside the lab. A little bit about me. I am a quality and process improvement specialist. I'm the founder, coach, and trainer at LabOpex Training and Consulting, where I help medical lab professionals who feel hidden, unsure of their next career growth opportunity, to identify their unique skill sets and operate at their highest levels to make a difference in their careers, their lives, and in healthcare. Who do you know? Are you concerned about the lab as it is today? With so many retirement and staff juggling around from lab to lab, and leaders trying to struggle to figure out a way in which to operate, their money being thrown into bonuses, recruitment bonuses, money being thrown in different ways with a lot of futility, where we are all trying to figure out what's next. But my concern today is with the staff that we have with us. And I have had a lot of discussion over the last week about the state of the lab. And yes, I've addressed a lot when it comes to do with leaders, what are some of the things that we should do. I've had discussion within our own team. There's been a lot of intense discussion among leadership, with HR, with our actual lab team. I've had this discussion on our LabOpex live show, where I address leadership when it comes to moving towards lab operational excellence leaders. We spoke about innovation. How can we be innovative in this time of crisis? And then last Saturday, that was September 18, I actually spoke at the Careers Day ASCP annual conference, The Path to Boston, where I spoke about professional development. And I know right now it's really a hot topic on staffing. Staffing was always a challenge for us with, you know, attracting medical lab professionals, with looking towards the great resignation, retirement, and now the great resignation. And so it's really a concern. And with this concern, there is a lot of concern by the team. And so I wanted to actually address the team, the actual morale, the team spirit, what we have with us right now. And I'm not coming up with any major solution. I just want to give you some tips and tools that you can use today to address some of the current challenges we are having now. Last year, at the beginning of COVID, we made an episode on Elaborate Topic Podcast that was able to address leadership leading in crisis. And that was episode 3, where we spoke about leading changes in crisis using the CARE method. As leaders, you can go back to that episode. Another episode that actually influenced me for this episode was last week's episode, where we spoke about leading without a title. And so I'm going to talk to our informal leaders today. And so you can go back to those episodes, because this is actually building on those. Let's go ahead and listen to this episode, because they're simple tips and you don't need any prereq for this episode. So last year, at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of uncertainty among staff. But a lot of that uncertainty was mostly focused on the people who were handling COVID specimens, like the respiratory specimens, and people in phlebotomy and processing. Phlebotomy had to deal directly with patient care. And there was a lot of fear, a lot of misinformation, and we were actually losing a lot of phlebotomists. And I was asked to help with the challenges that they were having. And when we sat down with our phlebotomists and we listened, we realized that, yes, there was a lot of misinformation, but there were a lot of genuine fear. They were concerned about their PPE. Are we fully covered? Can we go home to our families after going into patient rooms and with our clothes exposed? And I helped them to try to reduce some of those fears. You know, we worked with them. We helped to train them on proper PPE, donning and doffing. But we also went with them to the patient's unit. We walked in their shoe, and we helped to allay a lot of the fears that they had. We were able to keep a lot of the phlebotomists that we worked with. And so I know it's so important to understand the challenges and work with the challenges that we have. And this episode is actually equipping the team to help with some of the misinformation, the negative communication, the low morale that's actually happening on the team. And a lot of team members may say, well, I'm not a leader. I don't know what to do. I have to actually leave this to leadership. They know what to do. And I would say to you, yes, leadership has a role in this. There's a lot of work that they're working on, and some of it may be longer term. But you, as a member of the team, can come up with short-term solutions to help you to reduce the stresses that you're having today. And so I'm going to go into 5 different tips that you can use now. And the first tip that I'll give you is to first fill your cup. And filling your cup is basically to have a support system, some means in which you can support your physical, your mental, your spiritual and emotional health. Put yourself in the frame of mind to prepare when you go to work. So you basically want to develop some frequent and consistent habits. So meditation, prayer, affirmation, exercise, eating healthy. So that basically will put you in that correct frame of mind, that right frame to address some of these daily challenges. So, yes, the first thing to do is to fill your cup. And if you want to stand up as an informal leader to help your team in this challenging time to do some really easy and quick fix, The next thing to do is to become the champion for positive communication. And basically to do this, you just focus on the opportunities rather than that fixation on these challenges, rather than fixation on negative communication. So you can just look for opportunities instead of challenges. And so when you're having these communication, opportunities could be things like an opportunity to escalate an approval for a new instrument because of the challenges that you're having. Because I've actually seen that happening where right now there was an instrument request that we had that was not placed as a number one priority. But now with the minimum staffing that we're having in our pre-analytical area, we can move that instrument up as a first priority. So that's more an opportunity in this negative time. That instrument is going to help the team that we have right now to reduce the workload that they have. Another way in which you can change it to a positive spin is just looking to clarify and reframe any kind of negative news that anybody come to you with. Look for opportunities to reframe or clarify those. And number three, to be that go-to person. So try to lend that helping hand whenever your teammate is challenged, they're overworked, it's short staff, and there's a way in which you can pitch in to help or be that go-to person. Be there to support your team. And basically, you're changing the whole team dynamics, because once you start being that person to help and support, then you actually change that team dynamic where others are helping each other, and you end up with that supporting team. So you're there to be supportive, and it's a trickle-down effect for others on your team. Another thing to do is to be the listening ear. So be available to listen to your team members if they're really having a challenging day. So you're doing more listening than talking in that situation. However, it's good to listen and facilitate positive conversation. Do not encourage a lot of that pity party, negative criticism, blaming everybody else, blaming that team member, blaming leadership. Don't be a facilitator for that, but be that listening ear whenever someone needs someone to talk to because they're going through a challenging day. And number five, initiate positive solutions. So I know with COVID, there's a lot of things that have stopped. Some of those parties, the celebration, a lot of those have stopped. But there's no need for us to stop the celebration because we're already under a lot of stress. And we need some things to kind of, you know, make our day. So just have these parties, but just be safe. I know in my workplace, we had extended our lunchroom into the conference room to make space for social distances. So we have space. You can still use some of those space that you have for celebration. Just think about being safe in those situations. So you can rotate people in and out of these parties that you'll have and just try to be safe. When it comes to food, you think of individual wrapped food or individual prepared food. When you're ordering, they're doing it in individual servings. So just look for ways to be safe, but continue to have positive solutions to have that for team spirit. So, you know, do your baby showers, the birthday parties, the wedding showers, just the kudos board. If you're good at doing the board, continue with that kudos board for celebration, for thank you, for somebody who lend a helping hand to create that team spirit even though there may be challenges. And, you know, for this, I know a lot of people may think that, you know, if I'm going to do this, some of the mistakes that they probably could have is to think that, well, you know, what if I'm having a bad day? Maybe I have to be that person. But you don't have to be always that person to be given. If you're having a bad day, it's okay. Do not be afraid to press pause. Don't hesitate to let your team members know that you need some time. And it's okay to talk to somebody if you're having a bad day. You know, so don't think that you have to be always up and positive every day. We are all humans, and things do happen. Another mistake someone could make is to think that you have to do or you have to be great at all five things, but you don't have to. So some of these things that I listed, you may not be good at the one that's doing the party, but you may be a good go-to person or you may be a good listener. So choose what works for you and what's comfortable for you. Don't make the mistake to think that you have to do everything. And that's some of the mistakes that you could make, but I'm, you know, trying to help you to be able to make this easy. This is something that you can do basically right now to help you and your team. And there's a lot of benefit that comes out of it, not only for your team, but for yourself. And it always say that when you're giving, you're getting. So a lot of times when people get, there's this positive hormones or positive energy that comes out of giving. So you are benefiting from giving. And you're not only benefit directly, but indirectly, because you're building this positive team, you're creating that positive team spirit. You're building that culture where people are supporting each other. So now you feel less overwhelmed. So you come to work and you're looking towards coming to work. And so, you know, I usually end with one thing. What is the first thing that you can do? When I give you a whole list of things, I'm not expecting you to be an expert on all of the things at one time. And an easy way to actually move into it is to start with one thing. And so the first thing to do, if you're stepping up to lead your team as an informal leader to improve the team spirit and the morale, is to, and I think you could guess, the first thing I would tell you to do, and you get right, is number one, fill your cup. So make sure before you even start doing any of this, work on your first thing to just start building, maybe just getting up with gratitude or getting up and saying this is going to be a great day. That's just simple affirmation. You know, if you're religious, get up and pray that you have a positive day. You can get involved in meditation or something. So that will be the first thing that I'll ask you to do. And I'm really happy that I could share this with you on Elaborate Topics podcast today. As usual, visit us to listen to this and other episodes on Direct Impact Broadcasting.com. And if you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us through elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com. Of course, this and other episodes, you can hear it on any of your podcast platforms. And if you want to send us a message, you can get on Direct Impact Broadcasting platform to send us a message. There's a form in which if you want to be a speaker, you can actually fill out that form if you want to be a guest on the show. And if you have questions or any comments, you can do so. Share this episode with all of your friends, all of your connections, and subscribe to Elaborate Topics. This way, you will be the first to be notified when there is a new episode. And thank you so much for listening. I enjoyed sharing this with you, and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.